Many know George Miller as the YouTube personality Filthy Frank, who invented the Harlem Shake and hosted the Filthy Frank Show that consisted of pranks, comedy raps, and rants. Having no prior knowledge of Filthy Frank when I first listened to Ballads 1, I would have never guessed that the guy singing about the struggle of change and unrequited love was really known for his absurdist humor. He's decided to put all that behind him as he transitions from comedic rap to a unique mix of hip-hop and R&B. Following his 6-track EP, In Tongues, Ballads 1 is his first full-length project, where he transitions beautifully into his new genre. The 12-track album is filled with raw emotion and a variety of tempos to go with it. Joji touches on the struggles he faces with anger, heartbreak, and self-esteem. He shares his experiences with depression and Yeah Right that allow the listener to connect and sympathize with his music. Everything really seemed to come together for Joji on Slow Dancing in the Dark as he co-produces a beautiful track about one-sided love. He starts the song with a dreamy and delicate beat. That seamlessly transitions into an explosive chorus where Joji really comes into his own. In my opinion, this is the most complete song on the album due to his ability to convey emotion without blatantly stating it to the listener. He also shows his potential to write meaningful and complex lyrics that may not have been recognized in his earlier works. No Fun is the most shocking track on the album, as Joji touches on his decision to put an end to the Filthy Frank persona, which wasn't well received by many of his fans. In the song, many speculate that he uses friends as an analogy to his fans who are angry with him for moving on. Joji shows frustration with fans for not accepting his decision, as he revealed that he ended the show due to the stress-induced seizures he was experiencing, as well as the urge to focus on his music career. Since I never knew Joji as Filthy Frank, I was oblivious as to what leaving YouTube and starting a music career meant to him, and this track allowed me to learn. The song has a funky beat that's catchy and differs from the message of the song, but was very enjoyable to listen to.
My friends, they're gone. They all left one by one. And now the summer's done. They don't need no more fun.
At times, the risks that Joji takes in his lo-fi production style come back to bite him, as many tracks begin to blend in with one another and sound similar. This can be seen in his song Attention, as the song starts with abstract vocals that complement the song and lyrics nicely, but the chorus is extremely hard to make out and almost seems too low effort, even for him. If Joji works harder on his production and vocals, he may feel more confident with straying away from this style. Most times, his lo-fi style works in his favor and aligns with the moody message he's trying to send throughout the album, but there's definitely moments in the album when it just didn't seem to fit. A consistent theme across the album is Joji using his music as an outlet for his emotion. His use of introspection almost allows the listener to take a walk into his head and see the struggles and demons that he describes in his songs. It's clear that Joji's still searching for his identity, as his style varies from song to song. Even with the lo-fi beats, his expressive voice allows him to put his whole heart into every track. Joji made the right decision to focus on music, as his debut album shows his potential and range that could turn him into one of R&B's best artists in the foreseeable future. There are many flaws, but I deeply enjoyed listening to his album, and it was unlike anything I've listened to before. Joji has an incredibly bright future, and Ballads 1 was just the beginning for him.